great efficiency with NACFI's Mike Rosenfranz.
Here on episode number 6, I am joined by NACFI team members Kevin Otto and Dave Schaller, where they talk about their long careers in the trucking industry, their involvement with NACFI, the organization's role as an unbiased source of information for existing and emerging technologies, and they offer some advice to young people who are thinking of coming into the trucking industry. Today we have joining me David Schaller and Kevin Otto. Both are from the NACFI team. Great to have both of you guys.
Oh, great to be here.
Hello, Mike. Hello to your audience.
Both of you guys have had really long careers. I guess I don't know if I should say that or not, but you've had long careers in the trucking industry. And tell us a little bit about your careers, a little bit of how you joined NACFI or what brought you here. Dave, how about you go first?
Well, Mike, after I escaped from Purdue with my electrical engineering degree, I spent a few years doing automated factory controls when a headhunter came to me and said, I've got a brand new company that could really use an electrical engineer. And it turned out to be a company named Navistar. Well, it wasn't really a brand new company. It was International Harvester with a long history, but a new name. And I joined there in the mid 80s to put in the first electronic diesel engine controls. And it was really exciting, spending about 10 years introducing new electronic device after new electronic device. And I was fortunate to spend 27 years there in all kinds of capacities and ended up in strategic product planning across all business units, looking at technical, societal, legislative, and other changes coming at the industry. So a really good long career in trucking with a very broad background, and looking at NACFI and the opportunity was just too good not to jump on it when you opened the door for the first confidence report you invited me to participate in. After doing a pair of confidence reports, the idle reduction report first, and then the engine parameters report second, you came back and said, boy, I could use somebody full-time, part-time, if that's a term. And came on board and eventually became the industry engagement director, dealing with fleets, suppliers, all kinds of different government organizations, whatever interaction that is an opportunity that's beyond your calendar opens up opportunities for me to do things.
Kevin, how about your career in coming to NACFI?
I started at Cummins way back in the dark ages, even before Schaller started at Navistar. I spent about 38 years there in a whole variety of positions. I started in technical service, working on a lot of fuel systems and eventually electronic products. But then I also spent a pretty long stint in engineering and another fairly long stint in after-treatment systems over my career. After I retired from Cummins, I started my own consulting business to stay involved in the industry. One of the things I did throughout my career with Cummins was being involved in the Technology and Maintenance Council of the American Trucking Association in a variety of roles. And as a result of that, I got to meet an awful lot of people in the industry, fleets, suppliers, and things like that. So I've always had a very close contact with a pretty broad range of the industry. I met Dave in the early days of the electronics introduction at Cummins. I worked with Dave off and on a little bit, introducing the Cummins electronic engines into the Navistar chassis. So there was some work going on way back then. And then later, you know, Dave introduced me to you, Mike. I got involved in doing a few confidence reports and have stayed on as a consultant to several of the teams that you have going on within NACFI.
Yeah, so it's really fun having you guys on the NACFI team. You know, I preparing for this podcast, I actually went back and we've had, I think it's right around 25, maybe a few more or less, industry contractors. You know, what I would call subject matter experts. You know, NACFI currently has 10 or 12 that help us do the work we do. And, you know, many of them are like you guys, where you spent some time in the industry, maybe now in retirement or in, you know, a second career doing, you know, consulting. And as long as you don't have a conflict of interest with the work we're doing, you know, it maybe is a job for some of the listeners out there to think about joining NACFI. You know, each of you guys, well, maybe Kevin, you could go first this time. What is it about what NACFI's doing that that is important and wants you to give your time and energy?
Well, there are a number of things, I think. One of the things is that, NACFI does a lot of exploration into efficiency technologies, and I really enjoy learning more about the technologies that are employed and what they can do to help fleets do a better job with their vehicles. The emphasis on efficiency is also something that's really important. From my early days at Cummins, I worked on things like fuel economy and performance issues with the Cummins engines over many years. And so I like the interaction with the team and the customers. And the fact that NACFI is an organization that puts out unbiased information is really, really important to me.
Well, for me, there's a lot of different meanings. Probably the most exciting aspect to me is that, like I said, I helped introduce a whole area of new technology with 5-volt electronics back in the mid 80s. And the first diesel electronic engines were also the ones that brought in real cruise controls, real idle controls, a whole variety of different things, drive-by wire accelerator pedals, first diagnostic tools, first data links, just all kinds of firsts. And just really got used to doing that and ended up in strategic product planning, looking at everything that was coming in the future. So being part of NACFI now and looking at technologies and adoptions and what stands in the way, I've been there. I've seen the things that get in the way, things that bother fleets, things that bother OEMs. It's not easy. The industry is very risk averse, and rightly so. We're responsible for transporting a lot of high value, urgent need assets to all different kinds of organizations. So fleets' tolerances for systems that don't work is pretty thin. And it's a lot of fun working with fleets, working with suppliers, looking at these new technologies. I remember being in an R&D group back in early 90s and looking and bringing rapid prototyping into the company for the first time. And I still recall which little piece we did the very first rapid prototype part on. So all of these things take time, and it's really exciting to help people find out how to get over that hurdle. Now, looking at it from a completely different angle, as a grandfather with 3.5 grandkids, one on the way right now, I realize the importance of doing the right thing for the planet, for the environment. And it's not lost on me as I'm sitting there reading books about trucks to a 1-year-old granddaughter that the trucks books that we have here, and they have buttons that push and make noise. I'm now working on battery electric trucks, and they're not going to make noise in the future. So when she reads a book to her kids or her grandkids, I'm really curious what the button's going to do when you push it, because technology and times are changing and lives are going to change as we move forward.
You guys both talked about how, the NACFI unbiased nature, where we're trying to get all the voices out there. And, you know, having known you guys over the years, you're both very visible, and you get your energy from talking to other people. And, you know, that's kind of what NACFI is about, right? Is out talking to, you know, manufacturers and fleets and governments and universities and testing organizations or engineering organizations, and gaining all that information and bringing it into our team. Kind of explain the NACFI team, if you both would, and sort of what's it like being involved with a group that has no offices, has no assets, many are part-time, just and we do have the Rocky Mountain Institute link if you wanted to talk about it. But what's it like being on the NACFI team?
Mike, when I think of Team NACFI, I did a little exercise, this probably been 6 months ago, where I wrote down all the people that were currently part of our team, went into their LinkedIn profiles to figure out when they started in the industry, and figured out that we as a team average at that point in time nearly 35 years of industry experience apiece. We averaged 1,000 LinkedIn contacts. So when I'm talking to people, it's an opportunity to tell them that we've been there, done that, and we know so many people in the industry that generally when somebody from any angle, whether it's the media, a fleet, whatever, throws a question at us, our group, one of us, if we don't know the answer already, we know who knows the answer. So it's generally not more than one connection away that we can find the information we're looking for. And that's just pretty downright incredible. You know, as an ex-member of a very large Fortune 500 company, you'd go sorting through the company and then out into our supplier base and whatnot. We have a small team, but we are very well connected. The fact that you've put together a team that has people from all different companies, different areas of expertise, well, we can lean on each other and find what we need to know in a big hurry. And it's just really cool to be with a team that's that strong and that flexible. The fact that we work from home, there's nothing holding us back. Even through global pandemics, we're still making it happen and creating work, reaching out to others. So it's just a very efficient team. Not only do we concentrate on trucking efficiency, organizationally, we're as efficient as any group I've ever seen anywhere.
The breadth of the expertise of the NACFI team is pretty amazing, and it's pretty easy to figure out how to extract the information you need for a report or the information you need to answer a question. But I think the other thing that's fun about working with the team is we all get along pretty well. We don't have a lot of agendas in terms of political or otherwise, and as a result of that, it's a pretty easygoing group to get along with and very easy to interact, even in this COVID-19 kind of environment.
Yeah, we were kind of doing it before it became in vogue, right? So what about the work in particular, guys? So, we have really three work streams that we do around, you know, helping to scale available technologies. We're guiding future emerging technologies. And then lastly, we have these Run on Less events. And then of course, we're out helping the industry doing webinars and even doing a little bit of, fee for service work where we can come in and do some specific work, but yet go ahead and issue a white paper or something on the back end. I mean, what, as you sit right here in the middle of 2020, what's kind of the most exciting for you with respect to the work that we're doing right now? Is it a guidance report on electric trucks or hydrogen or what we might do with Run on Less in the future? What's on your mind right now that's most exciting?
Well, for me, what's most exciting is certainly the move toward electrification of vehicles, whether that's through battery electric or fuel cell electric kind of vehicles. And this whole thing about the messy middle that we've been talking about for a while, where there's a transition from today a largely diesel-powered powertrain environment to an electrified powertrain environment. That level of technology change that's got to go into the industry over the next few years is going to be super exciting to be a part of and follow through with. So it's really an amazing opportunity for all of us that are involved to be able to learn that stuff and figure out how to make it happen.
And you're kind of right in the middle of it in sort of a couple of roles, right, Kevin? You're very involved in the guidance reports, helping lead NACFI's study of electrification and hydrogen, but you're also a TMC task force leader on electric trucks. Could tell us quickly a little about that?
Yeah, so the Technology and Maintenance Council has got a new study group. So they've had study groups for years that are sort of partitioned off based upon sort of the area of the vehicle. Well, they started one on electrified vehicles, which includes electrified powertrains as well as automated vehicles and that kind of thing. They work closely with the Future Truck Group in TMC. And so the Electrified Vehicles Task Force, I have the leadership of right now. And what we're trying to do is to identify sort of what are the top five things that the Technology and Maintenance Council can do, the things that are focused on maintenance and the introduction of technology in the maintenance area of trucking. What are those top five things that we can go off and work on and develop standards for that can really help the industry move it forward quickly? So I'm trying to drive that effort. It's like herding cats, obviously, but those are things that you have to do if you're going to move these things forward.
Right. Very important work. Dave, what are you most excited about?
I'm most excited about the incredible amount of engineering and investments that are being made in the truck industry right now. I'm very blessed to have a lot of public speaking appearances. A lot of people don't like public speaking. I happen to be one that does. And I really enjoy the opportunity to work with my NACFI team members and put together visual presentations, working in PowerPoint to try to highlight things that are going on in the industry. I feel sorry for the maintenance directors and vice presidents of fleets right now. There are so many things happening that even as an engineer, it's challenging, and many of them don't necessarily have engineering backgrounds. So I can't fathom sorting your way through the nearly 100 plus different technologies that can provide fuel economy benefits or efficiency improvements to a fleet. And just within the past couple of months, putting together slides showing all the new OEMs that have entered the space for battery electric vehicles. We haven't had a new OEM in the truck industry in decades, a truly new OEM. And just within the past 3 years, we've had several handfuls of new OEMs come in. Creating a slide on the number of new startup companies that are working on autonomy for trucking is just incredible, the amount of changes. And there's truly a tidal wave of disruptive forces rolling into the logistics and trucking industry right now. So it's got to be very challenging to be in fleet management. And it's exciting to be part of NACFI and putting together unbiased information so they've got something to lean on through that challenge, because that, there's just so much information to try to absorb. And it's really exciting to be part of a group that's making that easier for them.
Okay, last question for you two, and this might be the hardest one. So, you know, you both said you started, you know, we'll say three decades plus ago. So take yourself back to when you were trying to learn trucks and engines and that sort of thing. I mean, what would be something that you'd want an old timer like you to tell you early on? So another way of saying that, what's your advice to either new people to the industry, some of these new brands or companies you're talking about, or the new engineers or people, professionals entering the market? What would be some advice you'd give them?
I'll take the first shot at that one. And I think back to somebody that used to have a little sign hanging in their cubicle that said, if you're taking a lot of flack, there's a good chance you're right over the target. And just want new members into the industry, especially those working with the new OEMs on electric vehicles, working on autonomous and whatnot. I didn't know diddly squat about the truck industry when I started back in the 80s. And my background was in hardware, software, and that's the help they needed from me. And I learned trucks pretty quickly. I asked for and was given a chance to go through a commercial driving school so that I could learn how to drive a truck and what it took. So when I put electronic parameters into a truck, it made sense. I know there's got to be a whole lot of new men and women that are just starting out in their careers in these startups. You're going to catch flack, and that's okay. It means you're probably around the target looking at the right answer. We don't change easily in the truck industry. So there's going to be hesitancy, and there's going to be people fire things at you and say, it won't work for this reason, won't work for that reason. I'm not telling you ignore those. Listen very closely. Learn what they're trying to tell you. It might not always come across straight to you exactly what they mean, but look into it. And just keep charging. That it takes a while to develop new technologies and get full adoptions. Our annual fleet fuel study shows that virtually no technology is introduced into the truck industry and gets full adoption in anywhere under a decade. So it takes a while to do these things, and NACFI can help you get there. If you're struggling to learn terms and learn some of the other technologies, we've got an awful lot of free information to educate those new to the industry.
Very good advice, Dave. Kevin?
You know, when it comes to young folks coming into the industry, I would urge them to try and get as broad a view of the overall industry as possible, which means you have to go outside whatever discipline you happen to be in. For Dave, it was electronics. For me, it was mechanical and fuel systems when I started. But to be able to learn not only what goes into to making that vehicle and making it go up and down the road, but the business that facilitates moving freight around this country. I think something like 9% of the total workforce in the United States is involved in the transportation or warehousing industry. I mean, it's a huge piece of the overall U.S. economy. So to understand how that works and how the vehicle itself fits into that whole picture, and how the engineering that goes into that vehicle fits into the picture, that's super important. It's not something you attain in a year. It takes a while. And as a result of that, you know, you have to keep looking outside of yourself and do as Dave said, keep listening, trying to understand, learning a little bit more here and there until you get a better feel for it. You know, as young people start in this industry, which I hope we have a whole lot of, because there's a lot of us that are toward the end of our career rather than at the start.
Thank you guys, Dave and Kevin. You know, about 80 years experience there, everyone. We appreciate you sharing that information with us, and thanks for being on.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having me. Talk about new technologies. It's the first time I've been on a podcast, so I'm learning a new technology right now.
Great efficiency with NACFI's Mike Rosenfrantz.